Al Jazeera Podcasts.
University students, along with some of their teachers and local activists across the United States, have been calling for an end to the genocide in Gaza. Hundreds of anti-war demonstrators have been arrested across the country. Student protesters at Columbia University have been given an ultimatum: leave their encampments or face suspension. They were given a 2 p.m. deadline, which has passed. They're demanding educational institutions withdraw their investments in companies they say are complicit in genocide. Well, on the ground in Gaza, a series of Israeli attacks have killed at least 30 Palestinians in a matter of hours on Monday. Women and children are among the dead. An attack on a home in Rafah killed 9 members of the same family. Meanwhile, there's been a renewed diplomatic push to reach a ceasefire in Gaza. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Saudi Arabia, where he met with regional counterparts. Meanwhile, Hamas says it's willing to move forward at ceasefire talks in Cairo. Russian forces have killed at least 4 people in a missile attack on the Ukrainian city of Odessa. The regional governor said the strike had also injured 8 people. Civilian houses and roads have been damaged. Now, before the full-scale invasion of Ukraine, most of the country's grain exports passed through the Black Sea port city. Polish farmers have ended the last of their blockades along the border with Ukraine after local authorities refused to extend permission for demonstrations at the checkpoint. For months, Polish truckers and farmers have blocked several crossings over fears that Ukrainian products, such as cheap grain, were undercutting local businesses. Earlier this month, Warsaw said it would give more than $500 million in compensation to farmers affected by the imports. Ukrainian grain has been flowing into the EU since June of 2022 after Russia's war closed down the country's usual export routes. Pakistan has started a nationwide polio vaccination campaign to immunize more than 24 million children under the age of 5.
Coming up on The Take, what's being uncovered from the mass graves in Gaza? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.